Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. At the bottom of the hour, as we do every Worship Wednesday, it's the hot seat. And we got one of our favorite punching bags, Jason McIntyre. Rob, you know, a lot of times, and the listeners will know this, a lot of times when we do the hot seat, you know, for one of the topics usually, or maybe half the time, you or I end up being on the hot seat, right?
Right.
But with McIntyre, every time he's on the hot seat for all three.
Every single time. Everybody else, right?
Right.
It's different.
Because his takes are crazy, and, you know, we've beaten up on him before on Undisputed, and we love having him here because he, you know, he's easy. He's easy prey. Let's put it that way. All right, here we go. Rob, Scottie Pippen, Scottie likes to run his mouth, and we like that. That's what we always
he
tell
jumped
former
into
players,
the media,
right?
Right? We
yes.
talked to, right? We
Say
do it
something.
All the time. You got to say something, otherwise they'll replace you, okay?
That's right.
Seriously.
That's right.
I mean,
let's you just get up there and you're praising your friends and you're not calling it like it is, right? So everybody doesn't play well all the time.
Right.
Everybody doesn't coach well all the time. You call them out.
Call them out. It doesn't have to be personal. Guy
right.
makes a bad play. You say he made a bad play, Chris.
That's
if a
right.
coach didn't put the right players in the right circumstance, say it. That's yep. all.
Yep.
It's strategy we're talking. It's their play on the court. Nothing personal. No family, no kids, no wife, no what they look like. It's none of that. It's okay.
So go ahead, Rob.
And I'm just saying, a lot of guys can't figure that out, and it costs them, Chris. Like, they can't stay in the business.
So Scottie, did he make a pick, Rob G? I don't know that he made a pick.
No, he just said that Heat have the edge.
He said Miami has the edge. I don't know where he gets that from, but he said Miami has the edge. He thinks they've got more offensive weapons that they'll be able to throw at the Lakers. But here's what we want to get to, the meat or big thing that he said. He said, I don't take nothing away from the Lakers and LeBron going to his 10th finals. He, meaning LeBron, still has to prove he can lead a team himself. I think Anthony Davis has shown he's more valuable to them on the offensive end. But I think Miami has more offensive weapons, as I said, they'll be able to throw at LA. Now, Rob, I'm sorry. Scottie Pippen is just flat out wrong. Scottie Pippen, I don't know if he's making up for the time when he said that LeBron was better than Jordan. Remember, that was like 10 years ago.
That didn't even last long either.
Right,
remember
and
that
he backtracked after. Quickly, yes. But
you think Mike called him? You think MJ picked up the flip? Well,
I do.
Like, what?
Text
what?
At least.
Dude, you're not coming to another golf outing.
Right.
You know those Jordans that come to your house for you and your family? That's stop.
Your sons,
as
right.
of yesterday.
You'll never have another pair of Jordans.
Right, never. Not a free pair, at least.
Right, right. But come on, Rob. Even Skip. And you're in that, you know, you're viewed as a LeBron. I know you don't like the word hater, but you're viewed as a LeBron antagonist. Let's put it that way.
I'll take that
even,
word. Hater
right,
is
okay,
too strong.
Yeah,
for
yeah. But even you admit, Scottie, did you not see Cleveland? Did he not lead a team to the championship? Did he not prove it by leading Cleveland to the championship? So I think that's ridiculous. To say Anthony Davis means more on the offensive end than LeBron? I mean, yes, he's the leading scorer. Who's getting all the assists? Who's setting there? Who's running the offense and still giving you probably two fewer points than AD a game? And so, and this is what I want to get to, Rob, before you chime in. Scotty is not, this is a pattern for some reason. Like, Scotty Pippen, obviously, I'd say belittling LeBron. Paul Pierce tells us LeBron is not in his, was it top five or top seven at least?
Top seven.
Not in his top seven. Kenny Smith says LeBron was not in his top 10. And Charles Barkley doesn't have LeBron in what, top five? Top five. Barkley,
right.
LeBron's not in the top five. Pippen, LeBron's never led a team to a championship. Paul Pierce, not in the top seven all time. Kenny Smith, not in the top 10. Here's what I'm throwing out, Rob. Why the disrespect coming from, and I think it's disrespect, to say he's not in the top 10. Come on. Where's this coming from these ex-players?
And here's the part, Chris, and that's really weird. There is something there because we're not talking about.
And in fairness, Rob, Isaiah Thomas has him second, I think, to Kareem. Or maybe first.
And even Isaiah, but here's the problem, Chris. This is what we talk about all the time. I think this is why players can't always be objective in the media because they have a stake in it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like the Isaiah thing, he'll never pick Michael Jordan. He hates Michael. I'm serious.
I mean, look.
Am I right?
If Jordan kept him off the dream. For all the accolades Isaiah have, even me, I'm upset that Isaiah wasn't on the dream team.
Same with me. I've said it all the time. It's just not because it diminishes an absolutely great career. 50 all-time greatest. We talked about it over and over. But this is the pattern, Chris. And it's shocking for a guy who's put in so much work. Everybody says his teammates like him or love him, whatever term you want to use, and could wind up being the all-time leading scorer. He's got all these other accolades
to
go with it.
Top five assists, yep.
Right, and all the other things. But there's some rub there that players don't respect. And we've seen it with the greats who refuse to even acknowledge him, and they would pick Kobe. 9 out of 10 times, these guys would pick Kobe over LeBron.
We have talked about how we're a little bit surprised how most that we've talked to.
Yeah, not all.
Not 9 out of 10, but most players, ex-players we've talked to have said Kobe.
And here's the other part. When the players finally got a chance to vote for the All-Star game, and we know, Chris, it's just an exhibition. It ain't the end of the world. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't rate or tell you how great you are or not. But I can't remember the exact number. Over 150 players left LeBron James' name off the All-Star. Not valid.
That's
now, Chris,
asinine.
Seriously.
Right. Now, come on.
What does that say?
He should have not been left off one ballot.
Right. How is that possible? So when people always push back and say, oh, it's the media. They hate LeBron. They don't want LeBron to win. They Skip Bayless, Rob Parker, Rabbit, all that. Ask yourself why Scottie Pippen, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley. We could go on and on. Paul Pierce. It ain't one. It's a lot of guys. Why?
Now,
why?
Pierce, as you alluded to, we know Paul Pierce was – he got an axe.
He was a contemporary.
Yes.
He was a contemporary. Yes. Those other guys didn't play against LeBron. Right.
Right. He beat LeBron. Yeah, LeBron's younger, right? And Paul, I don't know if I ever told you this story, but when – you know, after the Lakers won the championship in 2000 – I'm not the Lakers, the Celtics with the big three won the championship in 08. And Pierce, who was the finals MVP, he said that he thinks he's the best player in the world. You know, I led our team to a championship. I was finals MVP. I'm the best player in the world. And I said, I was even tweeting at that point, but I said, I don't even think he's in the top 10.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and then he got in contact
with me. He texted me,
right.
You ain't in my top 10 local reporters. And it was funny to me, but
and
my point
like,
is.
And I ain't local. Right, I don't work right, in Boston. I'm, even I'm national.
But, so Paul, I think, has an axe to grind with LeBron. And, you know, like you said, they were rivals. They were contemporaries. They had some wars. And so I get it.
I do,
but,
too.
But, Rob, the only thing I can imagine this might stem from is that players don't like, at least some of these players, these legends and older players, they don't like the way LeBron did it. You know, Michael Jordan obviously took a moribund franchise and built him into a dynasty. The players of that era stayed put. Bird, Magic. You know, Kareem forced his way. People forget. He forced his way from Milwaukee and ends up with the Lakers. But for the most part, guys stayed put. And that's the only thing I can point to, because obviously when LeBron did go to Miami, he got criticized heavily. Other than that, I can't imagine these dudes are looking at LeBron play and saying he's not one of the top 10 of all time. So I just think even if it's subconscious, they don't respect that. That's all I can think of as to why some of these guys are shortchanging him.
I have to agree with you, because it's not like he doesn't play hard. He doesn't put in the work. You know what I mean? Like, some things come easy to some people, Chris, and other players could not respect that. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't do all the things you're supposed to do. So that's not it. Teammates like him. You don't hear people saying, you know, he's selfish or he's this or he's that, for the most part. So it has to be that they didn't like that he felt not. And people got to understand, it's not you being against free agency. Free agency's always been around. Tim Duncan and Grant Hill almost went to Orlando, right?
Yep.
They were free agents.
Right.
So it's
with
not
McGrady.
That.
With McGrady. Yeah.
Exactly. McGrady. So it's not that. It's the way that it kind of was manipulated
and
to stack the deck
super
for himself.
Team. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. And it's different from Boston. It's not the same. Boston had to give up players to get players in exchange. So it's looked at differently, Chris, than people joining via free agent where there's nothing given up. That's the only difference.
Player generated. And I get it. I get it in that. You know, Boston was stacked. The Lakers, you had Kobe, and he had Gasol by that point, and Bynum. Remember, Andrew Bynum was a good player at that point. And LeBron couldn't get a second guy to Cleveland. And so he just built what he needed to win. And obviously, now that's all the rage. Kevin Durant did it. You know, Kawhi did it. And so, yeah, but that's all I can think of, Rob. I can't imagine what else it could be. All right, 877-99 on Fox. The finals are underway. And for those like Rob Parker who picked the upset, good start. 2.5 minutes in, the Miami Heat are up 8-3 on the L.A. Lakers. All right, 877-99 on Fox. What do you think is the reason why so many former players like to take digs at LeBron?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm letting it breathe.
My man. Blaze.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday.
That
we're coming to you
like
live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Kirk Franklin?
No, I was going to say what you said. Forget it.
Don't you say it, Rob.
I'm not going to say it.
Don't you say it.
I'm not.
Especially coming off that segment.
I'm not.
That was Rob. Just in case y'all were wondering, that was Rob Parker's idea for that shop talk, too.
It was.
I agree, Rob, that they're going to vote. We want them to vote.
That's all. We want everybody to vote no matter what. That's all. That's all.
Yes. All right, let's get to these calls. 877-99 on Fox. Why do you guys think that some of the old heads We think, I mean, Rob, I don't know what else to call him, but shots at LeBron. He's not in your top 10, Kenny Smith. He's not in your top 5, Charles Barkley. He's not in your top 7, Paul Pierce. He hasn't led a team to a championship, Scottie Pippen. What? So what do you think? Why is this happening?
Very good question. It's awfully amazing. It really is for a guy who's accomplished so much, Chris. You know, I mean, it's weird. It's one thing to say, okay, you pick Michael Jordan, but you're leaving him out of the top 10. I mean, that's a deliberate, like I'm disrespecting you. Yes, I'm disrespecting you. Right. That's what I'm doing. Ryan in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, and if they could have gotten one hit today, they probably would have won 10-1. They couldn't. The Reds couldn't get a hit, Ryan, today. Ridiculous.
Yeah, too bad for them. I'm a Yankees fan. I grew up in New York, so
no worries
for me.
All but, good.
As far as the LeBron thing, man, it's simple to me. I see it on every chat, on Facebook, on whatever. It's the old guard, back in my day crowd, the 80s and 90s players walked uphill to school both ways in snow 5 miles. They don't want to admit that today's NBA is bigger, faster, stronger, more athletic. You see some of these videos of dudes guarding Jordan. They were hot garbage and wouldn't see the court nowadays. They don't want to admit that someone from their, you know, that's not from their era is as talented and dominant as LeBron.
But the only issue I have with that is Paul Pierce played with LeBron. Hold on, Ryan. I'm just going to make – it's not just the old school guys. And Chris knows this. He's talked to a lot of NBA players who will privately say – not they don't broadcast it, but they still pick – would rather have Kobe than LeBron.
Yeah, and I agree. It's not every single guy, but I think you guys made the point earlier. Paul Pierce went head-to-head with him in the playoffs and has reason, you know, just like Isaiah and Michael hated each other back when they were going at it in the playoffs. So it's not everybody. It's not an end-all, be-all answer, but I see it all the time online, people arguing. You know, they'll never admit that the players now are bigger. You know, Kevin Durant's 7'1 and could play point guard. Patrick Ewing is the same size as Durant, and he couldn't handle the ball. Like, I mean, that's just one example.
All right. That's a good call. He went a little hard on the old school cats as far as their skills or lack thereof.
The only difference is they played defense back then where you could touch people.
Yeah.
There's a little difference with the game.
The players today, more athletic, shoot better, and handle the ball better. The players back then played more team ball better.
Absolutely. And, it's a different game, and they've grown up with it differently. It doesn't mean that if Michael Jordan came up in this era where you couldn't touch him defensively and they shot more threes, he wouldn't have shot more threes, Chris.
He would have shot the three well.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not saying he would have been Klay Thompson. He would have been above average. And that's why he could have averaged 40. Like you say, it couldn't touch him? Really? Easy as it is to get to the basket now?
Right. Can't touch anybody. You used to be able to have a hand on his back, an open
hand. And then
hand,
when you got to the basket.
And then it went to a bent.
It was 6-7 dudes in the paint.
Right.
So we don't want to be the, get off my lawn.
Hey, you kids, get off my lawn. But I know we're sounding like
hey,
that.
Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn.
All right, Tristan in Des Moines, Iowa. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tristan?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. I just want to say I somewhat agree with the last caller, and I feel like some of the people choose Kobe because he's a tweener, right? So he played a little bit with Jordan. He's a little older, so they have that preference. But when you hear Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, some of these older players who disrespect LeBron but not put him in the top 10, I'm starting to feel like their era is feeling a little threatened. Because you got new players coming in, KD, LeBron, Kyrie, all those players coming in that are going to be removing some of these players from the top and also, you know, kind of discrediting like a Kenny Smith in his era. So he's just trying to stay relevant.
Now, look, I think, Rob, they'll do the top 75. That'll be the next team, which would be 2022, I think. You know, we'll see what things are like at that point. But if that day. All the top 50 guys might not make the top 75. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's going to be but if they do a top 50, I don't think they'll do a top 50. I think 75 because it'll be 75 years, like they did 50 at 50 years. Right. If they did a top 50 again, Rob, definitely a lot of those top 50 won't be in it.
No, it would change because you'd have to add some of these newer stars somebody has to come out. I mean, somebody'd have to come out. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to Gregory in Birmingham. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gregory?
Oh, how you gentlemen doing?
Doing good.
What's up, man?
That's great, man. We appreciate the work y'all doing and the voices that you put out for the sports and people and everything. Just coming on LeBron James, I think he's underappreciated, and I think he's the GOAT now. Because you're looking at 10 finals appearances. This guy makes teammates better. He's like y'all said earlier. I mean, this guy has carried teams that you don't even know you don't even remember the names of the guys, you know. But I think a lot of these players now, they're either jealous or they just underappreciate him. It's disrespectful, you know.
But Marlon, so better than Jordan,
even though he's lost 6 finals. I just find that I think winning is a major factor when you're talking about, because it's not just compiling stats, and people act like Jordan doesn't have stats.
Right,
he's the all-time leading.
Like he just won 6. That's it.
Right, he won 6, but he 10 years in a row the scoring leader. Chris, he's the all-time right. Then you have the highest scoring average. In the postseason
of all time.
Of all time,
and regular season too.
Right,
even over Wilt.
So I think people sometimes they don't understand that Jordan has a lot of stats as well. It's not just the 6 rings.
Yep. All right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We got J-Mac, also known as the iCouple's punching bag, coming up next on the hot seat. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. He's a friend of the show. He's an FS1 and Fox Sports Radio personality. He's the host of the Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre podcast on iHeartRadio. And he's also known as the iCouple's punching bag. Our man, Jason McIntyre, steps into the hot seat.
Damn, son.
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot.
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot. Little crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
That's right, it is the hot seat, the Odd Couple, where we get one of our Fox Sports teammates into that squared circle to defend 3 of their hottest takes against both Chris and Rob. You already know J-Mac is in the building. He's used to the hot seat. He does the Straight Fire podcast. So let's get started, guys. Take number 1. Jason McIntyre says that Tyler Hero on your TV screens right now is so good and so perfect for today's NBA that the Heat should not include him in any deal for Giannis. J-Mac, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
Thank you for the great introduction, Rob G. I mean, listen, this one's obvious. Tyler Hero is a budding star in this league. He's J.J. Redick with a handle. He's J.J. Redick with swag. You do not trade away Tyler Hero. We know Giannis wants out of Milwaukee. Okay, that franchise is a dumpster fire right now. 5 players over the age of 30. Chris Middleton, he's no number 2. So the Heat are going to make a play for Giannis. They cannot include Tyler Hero in the deal. He's off limits. He's untouchable.
Tyler Hero, I would trade a Tyler Subway. What are you talking about? For Giannis, who's won back-to-back MVPs, who's improved every year? Are you kidding me? Who led the Milwaukee Bucks to the best record in the NBA? Come on, Jason. Stop being a prisoner of the moment. Then you can get another Tyler Hero.
See, this is why I dominate. This is why I dominate on the show. Rob Parker, the king of flip-flopping, okay? Who cares about the regular season? Giannis would trade anything, every accolade he's ever gotten to get to the finals where Tyler Hero is now. They're there at Miami because of Tyler Hero. 37 points in one game. Giannis has no landmark playoff game. Tyler Hero has one game that's better than any playoff game Giannis has ever had. This kid's a star.
Jason, you're forbidden to talk NBA from now on. This is ridiculous. That's how bad that take is. Now, I like Tyler Hero. He's a nice young player. I think he'll probably make an all-star game or two. But Giannis could be one of the best players of all time. Tyler Hero will never, ever carry a team to the finals. Never. Giannis will. Unbelievable.
That was one of the hotter first rounds we've ever had on the hot seat.
Oh, my God.
But the
God.
Take That's is just so blasphemous. Thing. I think round number one goes to the I Cup.
Of course it does. Goodness.
It was a crazy
take. We got to give them one.
Trying to go for a gentleman's
sweep. You guys are the I Couple, but you guys feel like Trump and Biden basically
they definitely
just
can't give up Kendrick Nunn.
All right, we move on now. Take number two, Jason McIntyre in the hot seat with the I Couple. Jason says that Kawhi Leonard is nothing more than a system player. We'll let him explain. You got 30 seconds. State your case.
It's not a knock, Chris and Rob. It's not a knock that Kawhi is a system player, right? He leaves the Spurs. What happens? They're still a playoff team. He leaves the Raptors. What happens? Oh, they're the second best team in the East. He's nothing like LeBron. Kawhi will never be on LeBron's level. When LeBron leaves the franchise, they go in the tank. They go right to the cellar instantly. Kawhi leaves, they'll be fine. And by the way, Kawhi, he's a load management fraud who's never been a superstar in this league. He's a nice guy who won an out finals MVP when the entire Warriors team got hurt.
Never
Kawhi
been a
Leonard
superstar.
Is a system player.
What league are you watching? And what system, Jason? Really? What system? Because under Greg Popovich, he played when Tony Parker, the high pick and roll, was the system. He fit in and won finals MVP. And then when all those guys leave, Duncan, Parker, Ginobili, then they go to ISO to feature Kawhi Leonard, put the ball in his hands, and he was fine. Then he goes to Toronto, plays in a different system with Nick Nurse, wins the championship. Then he comes to the Clippers, plays in a different system with Doc Rivers, and plays well. What system? Which one?
Plays well. The system is, listen to what the coach says and take heed. LeBron is the system, my friend. Michael Jordan, another guy.
Which is why
he's great as a player, and then he gets Phil Jackson. Can I keep going? He gets Phil Jackson and Pippen in that system. Jordan excelled. LeBron is the system. That's why Kawhi will never sniff LeBron's jock.
Jason, what are you talking about? The whole notion that when LeBron leaves, you know why? Because LeBron's the worst general manager in the NBA. And they go and they put the players around him. Tristan Thompson and all these guys that LeBron wanted. And then you know what? When LeBron walks out, you're left with that. Those are LeBron's players to prop him up. And those are the guys he wanted around him. So you can't blame the organizations. LeBron has had his hand in all those teams you're talking about.
Very tough That's round to score, but let me just say, guys, we all live in L.A., even Chris sometimes. He's called Kawhi Leonard on the streets because he's a fraud. Round number two goes to J-Mac.
Spoken like a
That's
true
what's
Laker
up.
Friend.
That's right. What's up, ladies.
And the Lakers are up in the end of the first quarter.
Hero just
Wait, by the way,
ball,
did you see that, Rob G? 19-3 Lakers run.
That's what we do. It is the hot seat, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Jason
Tyler
McIntyre.
Hero stop it.
Here we go. The hottest take of the night. We saved the best for last. Winner take all. Jason McIntyre says that fish are the best pets to have if you're living at home.
Yeah.
You got 30 seconds. State your case.
I got two young kids in elementary school. They want a dog. I say, who's going to go walk the dog? Who's going to go pick up the dog poop? Not us. We're not getting a dog. Cats, they shed all over the couch. They shed in your bed. No, thank you. Fish are the best pet. Low maintenance, right? You just put some food in there. You got to go away for the weekend. You dump some extra food in there. They're fine. Fish, 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 baby. If I can convince my wife to get a fish tank, it's the biggest win in the McIntyre household in 2020.
The only fish I want at my house is in a pan with butter. Who wants a fish as a pet? That's not a pet. That's just polluted, dirty water floating around. You can't do anything with a pet fish, and they die after 9 days. Hey, Dad, what's floating in the tank? What is that? Come on. That ain't a pet. Get a dog. Get a cat. That you can make a bond with. A fish you can't.
I don't even think I – who lets their fish die after 9 days? Are you thinking about like a goldfish that you put in a bowl of water? Come on, Rob. Step up your game. You don't know pets? Okay, fish are great. You can name them. If you get the fighting fish, you get to feed them, and they battle and eat stuff. It's awesome. Listen, man, I know there's some fish fans out there, and not just the band. Fish, the best pet you can have.
Jason, stop it. Fish are for people that really don't want pets. You can't cuddle with a fish. You can't bond with a fish, as Rob said. You can't play fetch with a fish. What? I mean, come on, fish can't player respond to you like a dog or a cat? Are you serious? I mean, why get a fish? I can do any old thing that I can do with a fish. I can do that with anybody or anything. I might as well be watching TV. I don't need to sit there and watch somebody go swimming. I mean, that's all I can do with a fish. Stop it.
Very tough round to score. J-Mac made some very, very good points. But you know what? I have a dog, and my daughter loves her. So round number three goes to the
Odd
Couple.
Bad job, Ivy. My first ever loss.
Your daughter
is unbelievable.
She loves her dog, doesn't she? That's what a bond. A little girl, her dog, growing up, the family unit. That's a beautiful thing.
J-Mac,
I can't believe I took a loss. But, guys, hold up. Let me just say this. Hey, I make gambling wagers for Fox Sports on the NBA Finals. I had KCP for the game over 9.5 points. He got 10 in the first quarter. And I had Lakers favored by 1.5 in the first quarter. They won on a 19-3 run to end the quarter. Your boy just got paid. I'm going to get a nice car like Rob Parker. I saw that car, Rob Parker. I need to get on your level.
Look, we're going to send you more than the car you think you're going to get. We're going to send you some Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief.
That's right.
Soothe your wounds from this. But check him out. He's our buddy, J-Mac, FS1 and Fox Sports Radio personality, host of the Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre podcast. Both Rob and I have been on it. It's on iHeartRadio. It's a great listen. You got to check it out. J-Mac, thanks for being a good sport. Because we slapped
around
pretty good.
And remember that, a fish with butter in the pan.
That was a good one, and I agree. I might fry one up tonight after the show. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live, as always, from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, I picked Cleveland over the Yankees in this first round series, this wild card series.
Yes.
Cleveland's up 4-1 still. They jumped all over Masahiro Tanaka, who's been a very good postseason pitcher.
Yeah,
they put four on him in the first inning.
Yeah.
It's early. Yeah. It's only the fourth inning.
And the Yankees have the bases loaded with nobody out. So this will be – they just knocked Carrasco out, Chris. So this will be a big inning for Cleveland. Yep. Obviously, you don't want to give up, you know, what you built up, not all of it at least, and hope that you can get out of this. So this will be – it's a long way to go, obviously, in this game. So it'll be interesting to see. Tanaka came in, Chris, with a 1.76 ERA in the postseason. So he's been lights out.
He's been great. Yeah.
And I know it was raining hard, but he gave up a couple of hits, and I think there was one error in it. But anyway, this will be interesting to see how this thing plays out.
All right, and the Heat are up 43-41, about 7 minutes left in the second quarter.
In this game, Chris, in the Heat game, I think just for them to come out and not get buried early. You know what I mean? Where it looks like, I'm not saying that they're up by a little, it's still plenty of time before the half, but it gives you confidence as you go along if you're the underdog that you can hang with them. And I think that's what that's a good start for them. You know, they didn't get buried. No.
I don't see at any point. I mean, even if they're down 3-0 and getting blown out in the fourth, I don't see that team quitting. They've shown it. They've shown they got heart. They're well coached. So I agree with you. That was good for them. But look, this is going to be a series. Even if it's a 4 or 5 game series and the Lakers win, I think the individual games will be tough. And so far, this one certainly is. All right, Carson Wentz. You know, he's off to a horrible start, Rob. You know that. That's your boy, I know. But he's off. Even you would admit he's off to a tragic start. There are people in Philly clamoring for him to get benched, which I think is – look, I play around with him. He's struggling. That's ridiculous. Come on. You paid this dude, $120, $130 million, and he was good last year, especially at the end. And then you're going to bench him after 3 games? I mean, come on. That's crazy. And he said today we're not that far away. And it sounds crazy because he's playing so poorly. But he's right. That division, Rob, and you know I'm a Dak guy, but it is what it is. That's a horrible division. And as Yankees bad lead, as it is Yankees for the Eagles right now.
5-4. It just got a grand slam, Chris.
Grand slam? Oh.
It's 5-4.
Urshela.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
There it is. Wow. The Bronx Bombers already. Home runs again. It was 4-0. All right. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
But you know what I'm saying? That division, they're far from out of it. I mean, it's the Washington football team and Dallas lead it at 1-2.
Right. They're only one and so, and they're what are they? 0-2-1, right?
They're 0-2-1. Yeah.
Right. Right. So
and here's the thing, Rob. I get it. We always grew up what? The tie is like kissing your sister.
Right.
It's actually better than a loss.
No, it is better because you can jump over those teams.
Right. It's better than a loss. I'm sorry. Be macho and all that if you want. A tie is better than a loss in professional sports. It just is. And so, what do you think? How confident are you that Wentz will bounce back? Because you got to admit, he's off to a horrible start.
Well, he's got 6 interceptions in 3 games and they don't have a win. So I can't say that they're off to anything other than a bad start, but it's still a long way to go, and I'm not going to give up. They bounced back last year. They got off to an awful start and somehow won the division, Chris, so it's not impossible considering how the guys with other teams are playing.
Right, division is horrible. All right, Chris and Rob, the odd couple. As we said, I got the Lakers in 5. Rob's got the Heat in 6. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace!